Welcome to 5 Minute Geek Show, Episode 8. I'm your host, Matt Stauffer. We're at 5MinuteGeekShow.com, F-I-V-E, 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, the number 5. And I've been listening to this podcast called Podcast Method, which is run by Dan Benjamin, who's the guy who runs the whole 5x5 recording network. And you might have noticed from me discussing this whole process that I've no idea what I'm doing. I've never run a podcast before. I've never even imagined. That's not true. I've never planned or researched running a podcast. I'm kind of figuring it out as I go. And this guy, Dan Benjamin, just started a podcast about how to run a podcast. So I'm learning as I go, and some of these things I need to start implementing that I haven't before. And I might talk about them. And today, actually, this podcast is all about podcasting. But what I realized is that I need to have like kind of my slogan or the whole intro at the beginning. Like, what is this all about? Because people are like, 5 Minute Geek Show, that covers a lot. So I've actually experimented with a couple different versions of it. So let me pull up what's on the website right now. It says unabashedly geeky, which is a phrase that I just love. 5 minutes of geek twice a week, which rhymes. How did I not realize that? I'm so happy right now. Front-end development, back-end development, audio, graphics, project management, mobile, web, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Plus, plenty of hand-waving and homemade music. I don't know if that's going to be the thing, but it's probably going to be something along those lines. So just in case you didn't know what this was about for the last 7 episodes, now you know what this is all about. But unabashedly geeky, I'm definitely liking that. So this time is all about podcasting. I think based on my experiences last week, I need a continuous integration part 2 because I spent so much time setting it up, I wasn't able actually to talk about it. But we'll get to that later. It's the Christmas Eve right now because I'm recording a little early. My brain isn't on so much. So I want to think about something that doesn't require me to think too much. And this has been on my brain so much that I can just kind of spit it out at you. So sorry, I'm lazy. So go. What I want to talk about is if you were to do exactly what I'm doing and learn from all the work I've done over the last 4 weeks, whatever, what would you need to know to set up a podcast, video cast thing like I have here from scratch? I'll just walk you through it. So first of all, you need a place to host your video. YouTube. I'm just going to say YouTube's easy. It's built in uploaders to all your kind of stuff. It has a built-in kind of subscribing system using a login that everybody else has. And there's this whole network. So that's one place to host your audio. So I started out with SoundCloud for podcasters, which is brand new, but it turns out they're having issues with iTunes. You can also do it yourself. You can host it in S3 and manually build your own XML feed. I did this with a church once where every single time you upload an episode, you would add it to a post in the episodes category. And then the audio would be uploaded to the right place and then it would generate the entry into the XML, and then that would be your final XML, which was good. It was some manual work, and it took a lot of work to kind of really get it shaped the way that iTunes wanted it, because iTunes is so picky about this. In the end, what ended up being the best was paying $12 a month to simplecast.fm, and I basically upload my MP3 or M4A file, and I associate a title and tags and all kind of stuff, and I set it to publish at a certain point in the future, and I'm done. It handles all my iTunes stuff. It's got amazing customer support. I could use my blog through there if I wanted, although I don't. It's really great. Okay, so videos hosted, audios hosted. Okay, now you probably want a blog of some sort. Not everybody does this, but you might want to put blog, show notes and all that kind of stuff. Especially if you're doing audio and video, you can't assume that one particular channel is going to be where everything happens. So the nice thing about a blog is you can bring it all together in one place. Easiest thing to do would be to do a hosted WordPress blog, or if you want to get a little fancier, you might want to do an Expression Engine or Craft, or WordPress with custom post types where you can actually have like an episode type, and then you can say one of the properties is the audio URL, one of the properties is the YouTube URL, that kind of stuff. For me, I wanted to go in a little bit geekier side, a static site generator, like we talked about last week. And basically what that is a whole bunch of markdown files. I add a new markdown file, I add the particular properties for YouTube link, audio link, or whatever, and then I hit generate, and it generates it based on a template I've set up beforehand. Okay, so audio's up, video's up, blog is up. So now you actually need to create the thing. So you need a webcam and a mic. I'm using the Apple Cinema Display built-in webcam, but I might be buying an external one later just so they don't have to be on my main display. But although I'm guessing that the MacBook Pro, the webcam is just as good. You need a mic. You can start with the onboard mic, but you're going to hear a lot of audio issues there. The cheapest way to get started is going to be to get a Blue Snowball, which you can get for like $50. This is a Blue Yeti, which is a little bit more, but these are USB-based condenser mics. And then I also bought a boom stand for $15 on Amazon, a pop filter, which you don't need, but I pop a lot, so it helps, and that's like $20 on YouTube. I learned from Podcast Method it's really helpful to have headphones of some sort. They don't have to be fancy headphones like these, but these are only like $80. They're Sennheiser SD80s, and these are my normal headphones for listening to music, but I also use them in the studio. But you basically need to get the voice in, but it's helpful if you can hear what you're sounding like to the computer, which is why I listen to this. So that's how you're getting it in. I would record it into some kind of software that's good at recording both video and audio. I use ScreenFlow, which is like $100. It's Mac software that I use for doing screencasts. But anything, I think you might even be able to do this QuickTime that just lets you do video and audio at the same time. And then you're going to export it down to a YouTube ready format. There's a ton of people talking about how to do that all around. And then you're also going to export the audio. Then you upload the video to YouTube, upload the audio wherever. You can do some editing and compressing and all that kind of stuff. You can learn all about that on podcastmethod.co. And they talk about compression and EQ and all that kind of stuff. You upload them all, you put them all as private. You schedule them all at a certain time. Some of them you have to go in and manually hit publish when time comes. So Simplecast you can schedule, YouTube you can't schedule, so you have to manually hit publish whenever you want, and your blogging platform will likely let you set it to publish at a certain point, unless you're being a geek like me, in which case you have to manually publish it. And then you basically have everything up there, and when time comes, you allow Simplecast to automatically push it out, and it'll automatically push it out to the clients. You allow, you know, YouTube, you go to YouTube and you switch it from private to public, and either you allow your blog software to automatically push it up, or if you're like me, you switch it from draft true to draft false in Sculpin, generate it, spit it up, and you're good to go. So those are the basic pieces. In each of those, we can go a lot further in, but I'm about out of time. One thing about the iTunes feed, make sure that your image is a 1400 pixel by 1400 pixel, either JPEG or PNG file. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of trouble with iTunes. And the iTunes submission process is notoriously painful, just to prepare you for that. And then one last piece, I'm kind of dreaming of a single system that's going to handle all of these together. The problem is that single system would have to have API access to YouTube to be able to ping YouTube and say, switch it from private to public, so I don't think it's going to happen. I could make my system simpler if I use the built-in Simplecast blogging system, but I'm being a geek and not doing that, but I might switch to it at one point. But that's kind of, so that's what it takes. So basically, record your video and host it, record your audio and host it, generate, if you want it to be an iTunes podcast, generate the iTunes friendly XML file, get your everything in via probably some kind of USB condenser mic, and then do compression, do EQ, chop little pieces out, get one final version in video, export it, upload it, and then export the audio of that, export it, upload it, and then create your blog post with your show notes, all that kind of stuff, and then hit play or hit post on all of them all at the same time, and then you got a podcast, and that's it. And there's more stuff to talk about later about, are you going to have a video version of the podcast, all that kind of stuff, but that's enough to get you up and running, and I'm out of time, so that's it. So, speed talking is what I'm doing here. I'm speed talking. I should get an award for that. Theme songs. I really need to do the thing where I bring my bass in, because this is getting embarrassing with the amount of singing that I'm... If you don't know, I'm not a singer. I play electric bass. I play acoustic guitar a little bit. I play keyboard a little bit, and I wish I played the drums, and instead I just embarrass myself. But singing has never been my thing. So me singing in front of however many people you are, this is a exercise in humility or humbling or whatever the appropriate verb is. So... a doobie doobie doo-boo, a 5-minute geek show. Doobie doobie doo-boo, a 5-minute geek show.